With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham-Kent has submitted its second response to the proposal by York One for a waste management facility just outside of Dresden. CK's Chief Administrative Officer Michael Dubin wrote a letter asking that the project be suspended until the province decides it will undergo a full environmental assessment. Dubin added that technical experts say there's a lack of information regarding traffic, noise, air quality, dust, odor, and landfill gas impacts, as well as a lack of geotechnical and hydrogeological assessments. The CAO also wrote that York One needs municipal planning approvals for aspects of the project, which the company doesn't have. For more information, visit the municipality's dedicated Let's Talk page. Ontario's Ministry of Health has refused to divulge how much money seven people have been fined due to Bill 7. The law requires hospitals to fine patients $400 a day if they can be discharged but refuse to go to a long-term care home chosen for them. Nearly 300 patients have been moved to long-term care homes not of their choosing under the law. The three opposition parties say Bill 7 should be repealed, but at a bare minimum, the government should be upfront about how its law is affecting patients and their families. Birders from across southwestern Ontario are invited to take part in the Wild Ontario Bird Show next month. Eventgoers can expect an up-close showcase of various birds of prey, a guided nature walk, and activities for kids. The event is free and takes place at the Big O Conservation Area on Highway 77 on Sunday, May 5th. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays were routed by the Colorado Rockies 12-4. Kevin Gausman pitched less than four innings. He believes missing time during spring training has left him struggling to catch up. The Detroit Tigers crushed the Minnesota Twins 8-2. Lakeshore beat Thamesford 6-2 in the PGAHL Conference Finals. Lakeshore leads the series 2-0. Only five games in the NHL last night. Edmonton and Calgary were the only Canadian teams in action. The Oilers lost to the Arizona Coyotes 3-2 in overtime. The Flames doubled up the Anaheim Ducks 6-3. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors fell to the Miami Heat 125-103, and the Detroit Pistons defeated the Dallas Mavericks 107-89. The forecast, sunny today with wind gusts up to 60 kilometers per hour and a high of 14. A few clouds will roll in tonight. The low is 5 degrees. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and cloud. There's also a slight chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms. The high is 20 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.